ed intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Mill-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, il-ftehim ta' l-1948 bejn l-Awstralja u Malta, fl-għajnuna tal-passaġġi minn Malta għall-Awstralja. L-istoriku u riċerkatur ta' l-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, Dr. Barry York, jgħidilna xu wassal u xġara wara dan il-ftehim, u wara nispjegaw bil-Malti il-punti ewlenin li jitkellem dwarhom.
In addition to John J. Cole and his Director of Immigration, John Axeser, think credit for the Australia-Malta Assisted Passage Agreement on the Maltese side goes to Captain Henry Kuomi, Malta's Commissioner in Australia, and Frank Corder, who was Kuomi's legal advisor, an Australian locally born. Looking at the Australian side, I think credit goes to the Labor Prime Minister, Ben Chifley, his Immigration Minister, Arthur Calwell, and the External Affairs Minister, Herbert V. Evatt. As early as 1945, Evatt had linked Australia's immigration policy to Malta's heroism during the war. He said, "Australia would welcome migrants from Malta of sound health and good character, as it is such people the Australian government wishes to encourage to come to Australia." Herbert V. Evatt's words were published in the Times of Malta in April 1945. The decision to welcome rather than restrict Maltese migrants was made by a subcommittee of the Australian government's Interdepartmental Committee on Migration at its meeting on the 22nd of March 1944. Reading the minutes of the meeting, I was astonished by some of the ignorance expressed. The observer from the Australian Security Service, or ASIO as we know it today, Mr. Finzel, spoke in opposition to the request from Captain Kuomi that the Maltese be placed on the same footing as other white British subjects. Finzel argued that the Maltese had been pro-Italian during the war. It's hard to fathom how he could believe that. This was in 1944, 2 years after Malta had been awarded the George Cross for civilian gallantry in the struggle against Nazism and fascism. However, wiser heads prevailed on this committee, and the representative of the Department of Labor wasted no time in pointing out that there had been no greater number of pro-Italians in Malta during the war than there had been pro-Germans in England. And I might just add, we know that some of the pro-Nazis in England were very highly placed people. William Keyes, representing the Department of Repatriation on the subcommittee, reminded everybody that the Maltese had, quote, purchased with blood their right to recognition as the equal of other British subjects, end quote. The subcommittee not only approved Kuomi's request, but also raised the principle of assisted passages for Maltese migrants after the war. Why the Maltese should have had to pay the price with blood to be placed on equal footing with other British subjects is beyond me. But the past was becoming a foreign country, as the saying goes. The waterborne population peaked in Australia in 1981 when the census counted 57,001. They were mostly in Melbourne and Sydney. Maltese interest in emigration has declined significantly since the 1970s. And at that time in the 1970s, there was a return rate back to Malta. The need for assisted passages, therefore, also declined. According to the 2021 census, there were 35,413 Malta-born persons in Australia and approximately 200,000 persons of Maltese descent. John Cole described as heroes those among the first thousands who made the decision to migrate from Malta after the war. His logic was that they were alleviating the socio-economic problems of Malta and making life better for those who remained. To this, I would add that in general, those who migrated to Australia did not regret the move. They were quiet achievers in their adopted homeland. The Australia-Malta Assisted Passage Agreement laid the basis for a win-win situation, a win for Malta and a win for Australia. But this is not to suggest that it was easy for the migrants.
Issa bil-Malti dak li qalilna Dr. Barry York. Minn barra John Cole u id-direttur tiegħu ta' l-immigrazzjoni John Aksisa, x'aktarx li l-mertu għal-ftehim tal-passaġġ assistit bejn l-Awstralja u Malta minnaħa Maltija għandu jenata l-Kaptan Henry Kurmi, il-Kummissarju ta' Malta fl-Australia, u Frank Corder li kien il-Konsulent Legali ta' Kurmi Australian inwilet l-Australia. Jekk wieħed iħares lejn in-naħa Australjana, il-mertu imur l-Prim Ministru Laburista Ben Chifley. Il-Ministru ta' l-Immigrazzjoni tiegħu Arthur Colwell u il-Ministru ta' l-Affarijiet Esterni Herbert V. Evatt. Sa mill-1945 Evatt kien rabat il-politika ta' l-immigrazzjoni Maltija l-Awstralja ma' l-eroizmu ta' Malta fi żmien il-gwerra. Għalli l-Awstralja ser tilqa immigranti minn Malta f'kundizzjoni ta' saħħa tajba u ta' karattru tajjeb, għax huma nies bħal dawn li l-Gvern Awstraljan jixtieq iħeġġeġ biex jiġu l-Awstralja. Kliem Herbert V. Evatt kien ippubblikat fil-gazzetta Times of Malta f'April ta' l-1945. Id-deċiżjoni li jintlaqgħu aktar milli jiġu restritti l-migranti Maltin saret minn sotto kumitat tal-Kumitat Interdipartimentali tal-Gvern Awstraljan dwar il-migrazzjoni fil-laqgħa tiegħu ta' 22 ta' Marzu 1944. Meta ara il-minuti tal-laqgħa, Dr. Barry York baqa' skantat xi ftit bl-injoranza li intwarijiet. L-Osservatur ta' l-Australian Security Service jew ASIO kif nafu illum Fenzel tkellem kontra it-talba tal-Kaptan Kurmi biex il-Maltin jitpoġġew fuq l-istess livell ta' sudditi oħra bojot Ingliżi. Fenzel argumenta li il-Maltin kienu favur Italjani fi żmien il-gwerra. Diffiċli tifhem kif seta' jemmen li dan kien fl-1944 sentejn wara li Malta kienet inatat il-George Cross għall-qlubija tagħha fil-ġlieda kontra in-Nażiżmu u l-Faxxiżmu. Iżda fuq dan il-kumitat spikkaw oħrajn aktar għaqlin u il-rappreżentant tad-Dipartiment tax-xogħol maħela l-ebda ħin biex jirrimarka li f'Malta ma kienx hemm numru akbar ta' dawk favur Italjani fi żmien il-gwerra milli kien hemm favur il-Ġermaniżi fl-Ingilterra. U Dr. Barry York iżid li nafu li uħud mill-pro-nazisti fl-Ingilterra kienu nies f'pożizzjonijiet għoljin ħafna. William Keyes li kien jirrappreżenta l-Dipartiment tar-Repatriazzjoni fis-Sottokumitat fakkar lil kulħadd li l-Maltin kienu xtraw b'demmhom id-dritt tagħhom tar-rikonoxximent li jkunu ugwali bħala sudditi Ingliżi oħra. Is-Sottokumitat mhux biss approva it-talba ta' Kurmi iżda qajjem ukoll il-prinċipju ta' passaġġi assistiti għal l-immigranti Maltin wara l-gwerra. L-akbar figura ta' dawk fl-Awstralja li twildu f'Malta laħqet l-quċċata tagħha fl-Awstralja fl-1981 meta fi ċensiment kien hemm maduda 57,000 u persuna. L-akbar numru ta' Maltin kienu f'Melbourne u f'Sydney. L-interess Malti fl-emigrazzjoni naqas b'mod sinifikanti fis-snin 70 tas-seklu ieħor. Meta dak iż-żmien kien hemm rata ta' ritorn ta' Maltin u għawċin fl-Awstralja lura lejn Malta. Il-ħtieġa ta' passaġġi assistiti għalhekk naqset ukoll. Skont iċ-ċensiment tas-sena 2021, fl-Awstralja kien hemm 35,413 persuna imwielda f'Malta u ben wieħed ieħor 200,000 persuna ta' discendenza Maltija. John Cole iddeskriva bħala eroj dawk fost l-ewwel eluf li ħadu id-deċiżjoni li jemigraw minn Malta wara l-gwerra. Il-loġika tiegħu kienet li kienu qegħdin itaffu il-problemi soċjo-ekonomiċi ta' Malta u jagħmlu l-ħajja aħjar għal min baqa' hemmhekk. Madan iżid jgħid Barry York li b'mod ġenerali dawk li emigraw l-Awstralja ma iddispjaċihomx tal-pass li ħadu. Kienu nies li kisbu suċċess mingħajr daqs ta' trombi żejda fl-art li adattaw fejn joqogħdu l-Awstralja. Il-ftehim ta' passaġġ assistit bejn l-Awstralja u Malta witta t-triq għal situazzjoni fejn iż-żewġ pajjiżi benifikaw rebħa kemm għal Malta kif ukoll għall Awstralja. Iżda dan ma jfissirx li kien faċli għal eluf ta' migranti li għaddew minn tbatijiet kbar biex issettiljaw f'pajjiż stranġier mill-mod ta' kif kienu jgħixu f'Malta u f'Għawdex.
Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.